From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Turkey, demonstrators have been protesting outside the Israeli consulate in Istanbul. The protesters are angry over an Israeli attack on a six-ship convoy bound for the blockaded Gaza Strip. Reporter Gultu Suz is in Istanbul.
Dozens of protesters gathered outside the Israeli consulate in Istanbul to protest the Israeli interception of aid ships headed to Gaza. Turkish police stepped in to keep protesters from charging the consulate. The mob shouted anti-Israel slogans, and some threw stones at the building. Speakers at the gatherings led prayers for the people killed on the Gaza flotilla. Demonstrators also gathered outside the Israeli embassy, as well as the house of the Israeli ambassador to Turkey in the capital city of Ankara. Crowds at several protest points are growing, according to Turkish TV. Meanwhile, the Turkish Foreign Ministry issued a statement strongly condemning the Israeli Defense Force's interception of the Gaza flotilla. The statement also says that the events could lead to irreparable damage to relations between Turkey and Israel. For NPR News, I'm Gültü Suz, Istanbul.
More than 1,000 people working on ships anchored 50 miles off the Gulf Coast are preparing BP's latest attempt to stem the oil gushing from the damaged well on the ocean floor. The operation involves cutting and removing a damaged pipe, then attaching a containment valve. It's expected to take 4 to 7 days. On land, NPR's Frank Morris reports on the people who depend on the region's rich fishing grounds.
Now that BP has given up on plugging the seafloor gusher by forcing mud and debris down the ruptured well, they're moving to get a big new containment box in place over the blowout, which will, in theory, allow them to capture most of the leaking oil and collect it on ships. Relief wells, which the company considers the only surefire solution, will take weeks. Meantime, oyster and shrimp fishermen like Carrie Despo wait powerless to stop the deep-sea eruption threatening their way of life.
I have hopes. I have hopes. And if I'm not, I'm just going to do something else. I always did say, life gives you changes, whether you like it or not.
Some shrimping areas and oyster beds are open for now. Forecasters say Tuesday, winds from the south will likely push oil deeper into fragile coastal spawning grounds. Frank Morris, NPR News, Burris, Louisiana.
In Central America, the death toll is rising from the landslides and flooding triggered by the first named storm of the Pacific hurricane season. Authorities now say at least 96 people are dead, with the most in Guatemala. Rains from the remnants of Tropical Storm Agatha have been pounding an area stretching from southern Mexico to nearly Nicaragua. European shares expected to post gains in Monday trading after Asian stocks were slightly higher. This is NPR News. Travel over this Memorial Day holiday is expected to be heavier than last year. The American Automobile Association says the number of people on the road is up almost 6%. Here's NPR's Netta Ulaby.
If you're sitting in the car listening to this broadcast on your way to the lake or beach or amusement park, you're among 32 million other Americans going someplace that hopefully is not too crowded. An overall better economy is mostly to thank for getting people out of town this weekend, even though gas prices have risen in some parts of the country. Still, many Americans are sticking close to home, according to a AAA survey that says Americans are even more budget-conscious than they were last year when it comes to summer travel. Its survey said that families are planning to spend less than what they budgeted in 2009, partly by planning trips that don't take them too far away. And the vast majority, 80%, plan to drive. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
It's a Memorial Day tradition in the nation's capital.
America, America, God shed his grace.
Singer Lionel Richie performing at the National Memorial Day concert broadcast by PBS. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mike Mullen, said the nation is not forgetting those in uniform.
America still stands firmly behind those who stand up for her. Thank you for all you do, and may God continue to bless those who serve, their families, and the United States of America.
The annual 90-minute concert was broadcast from the lawn at the Capitol building. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.